Why don't we get through these things quickly, run over some of these general ideas that you had. On this next one, if you'd like, I can highlight this.
Yeah.
Why don't we, I mean, I know our, I know what my schedule is, and you know, but you've got a plan here, so forth and so on. Would you like just those events, each you, and six of five? Would you like just those events? No, just start from the beginning. Plan what things are gonna be ready for happens.
The house will be decorated this weekend, Mr. President.
Right.
When do you have that press walkthrough, which Mrs. Nixon will?
What?
Mrs. Nixon will conduct the press walkthrough of the decorated house on Monday.
Monday, right.
And set up, and it'll be all decorated.
Monday, and that will be done, how, just for the writing process?
Television press also, they bring the cameras.
Fine. All right, the Washington Post, that's not gonna be included.
It's in the morning.
Did you hear me? The Washington Post is not gonna be included. Now, go ahead.
All right, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Just have to invite a certain number, I mean, just invite the people that have Betty Beal come, current writing press, and we have somebody else, one from Washington, one. Do it any way you want, that's an excuse. Go ahead.
On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there was three,
receptions
and Blair House dinners.
Right.
Your participation would be to receive the guests after they've had a tour of the house.
On what day?
This would be on Tuesday.
I mean, what time, what time of the day?
It would be roughly 7 o'clock.
They'll have a tour of the house and an opportunity to hear music and so forth, and listening, and she'll know that she knows about these are political groups that we're meeting. And that's all set, as far as she's concerned. Good, all right, that's, I think, what, inviting at 6 is probably the best thing, isn't it?
I would suggest inviting at 6:30, because of the traffic problem, and because the house will be more attractive.
Yeah, it has to be dark, it has to be around 6:30.
I do that, they take the tour of the house, and
it'll be 8, but 7's fine.
And you receive about 7, and they go to...
I think they gotta get to their dinner, though, that's a whole point by a reasonable time, so I think they ought to be out, so they should take their tour by, and be through it, so that they're over to that dinner by 7.
There ought to be cocktails in.
Yes.
You like to serve cocktails. All right, go ahead, Christmas cookies. No, cocktails, go ahead.
It's probably unnecessary for you to speak with these people, as long as you're gonna shake hands with them.
Right.
And the group will be, very small.
Well, I may say a word to each of them, where if you haven't got a room, where are you gonna have them, straight dining?
You could receive them into the state dining room after they've seen the house, and have a word with each one as they go into the state dining room, then they could have cocktails, could have their tour be received in.
Well,
if you wanna speak to them, you can speak to them.
After you get the receiving.
Now, oh, yeah, the state dining.
Okay, fine.
On Friday the 15th is the... Friday the 15th is the Vice President's Christmas tree lighting,
right, the street lighting.
And there will be 1,000 people invited.
Right.
500 of which would come early for reception by you and Mr.
That way we can have 500 in the early day, and have 500 if we can't put 1,000 in the house at one time, in my opinion. So you have 500 before the lighting, and 500 out after. Is there any problem with that?
You might like to consider having all 1,000 at once. The house could take, I believe. We could get them in better. The traffic is just a terrible problem on that day. No one can move in the area.
That's all right, fine with me. I just think 1,000 one time. We don't have to talk to them, do we?
You could consider speaking to them, just over the public. You might consider speaking to them over the public address system.
Yeah, well, we just say, well, thank you very much for your help.
We really don't even need to do
that. I think we just ought to shake their hand with 1,000. It's a Christmas reception. What is this group? This is the political group.
Some of the campaign
does. Well, have it so I can if I want to.
Just one other point, Mr. President. If you were going to speak with them, you might want to consider not shaking hands.
If there was no,
I'm shaking hands.
That's what I'm going to do.
On Saturday, the 16th, will be the dinner for the old and new cabinet. This will also include the Eisenhower cabinet and their wives or widows. And the list is being prepared right now.
I want to see the list before anything is done on that. And we should include in that, too, the former national chairman.
No, we were going to do them at
church service.
only problem would be the noise inconvenience to the next week while the hammering in town that is going on that night.
After the dinner.
Taking down the platform, shooting, rearranging. The expense which can be met will cost about $500. I will have overtime.
There's a logistic problem in having a dinner Saturday night and a church service Sunday morning, especially if we have entertainment on, you have to, you know, rebook and all that night. Now, what you could do is have the cabinet dinner Monday night, the 18th, and the surrogate reception Tuesday evening, the 19th. No?
Monday the 18th, Mrs. Nixon's invitations have gone out for a diplomatic children's party.
That's the afternoon.
Yes, there's the problem of getting the house over
there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's pretty good. Okay, you better leave. You can get around it.
It's just a noise inconvenience.
Yeah. You can do the Saturday dinner then or not. Or not do the Saturday dinner. You can.
Yes, sir.
We ought to get it out of the way. Yep. They'll expect it.
Okay, so you do the reception on Tuesday rather than Monday, right? The service reception.
Tuesday the 19th. That would be, this is an exception, on Tuesday the 19th for the top campaign personnel, the surrogates, and some top young lawyers for the president. This is one in which you thank these people in the East Room, receive them in the Center Hall.
Well, let's see whether or not there's a group that is worth doing it for. I haven't yet. That's on the, but all of these, we've got to, we've got to check to see whether that group is worth doing or whether there's so much duplication in it.
We won't do any duplication. If you're going to duplication, we won't do it.
No, the surrogates are working for the reason that they're many of the surrogates are wives of other people's production. So I want to check to see what the situation is there. Okay.
So that's the only, that is the last event in which you would be participating.
And what are the others?
The other.
When do the others come? Because I got to know. Now you've got the diplomatic. What about the diplomatic children?
Monday the 18th.
Right. What about the congressional?
Well, the idea of the congressional was you'll have candlelight tours on the other evenings, and you will invite the congressional people to the candlelight tours as special guests.
What are you going to do about the, what, there was something on the 20th, though, we'll see what goes on. I thought that was
a missing
tour.
I thought that was a diplomatic tour, too. That's what I had.
That's on a Monday. Without the...
Monday the 18th.
Monday the
18th. Now, there's nothing after the 18th, then, for you, that we have to participate in.
No, sir. There would be an open house at the White House staff.
Yeah, but that's the 19th.
Friday, that's the 21st or 22nd.
No, the 3rd. The press party is what day is the press party? The press party for it.
The 23rd and then 24th out of staff.
No. Nothing on the 24th.
You can't have any Christmas Eve.
And then after Christmas, as much as possible, all these candlelight tours.
Sure. They should be sent to the decorations. Does that seem like something that's viable that doesn't work?
Yes, sir.
Over there. For sheep, or if you want to do it. My point is that the press thing and the White House staff will come after, presumably we may be gone. See, we may be gone at that time. That's perfectly right. But it'll be after the 21st.
Yes, sir.
Good. Sounds great. Right. Now we'll keep open the survey thing. We'll see whether it's worth doing.
We're putting this list together.
Good. Good luck. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
I don't know whether that sort of the candidate says that
I got the Henry's message.
No, well, okay, that's one point. Other point is that this mortar is out of the country.
And so he can't see the other
side. Right. And they don't think they should have anyone else do it.
That's right. I agree.
They also said that this message from Henry indicates that problem's well in hand anyway. What he said was that the problem is well in hand.
I still believe, however, that precisely because we are at a critical juncture, we will need a personal address. just, the argument he's making is all wrong, rally the people and all that. The argument that might be right, trying to play the side of it for a minute, is Hanoi. But is Hanoi, and in the hope of taking this, of maintaining the strongest possible position so that you are in a better shape to negotiate or whatever with it, and with the Congress, on the basis of trying to rally the support on, so that you can continue the military action and all that without getting into a big cutoff type of program.
That's the recurrence here for Rick Holmes.
Do we have a press release about
that? There is a press release.
And in the future, as I said, no press release. Some people like this. Just that. It's an out. See what I mean? There's nothing. Nothing to be gained by a press release here. The press release needs to be brief. I'll give you a double lesson in a second, of course. I'm trying to think clearly about it tonight.
Well, it may be. What does happen if you run the string on?
You don't, but if Henry comes back and he explains in a backpacker, and there's a current briefing.
And it just leaves it uncertain.
And there's a big thing in the paper that says that the reason the talks broke off is because of all these technical details.
That's right.
And that we're going to, what are we going to do about it? We're going to